Your Steve Jones Show podcast will start shortly. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Brewers Outlet, your beverage supermarket on Reagan Street in Sunbury. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Hola, buenos dias. Good and abend, bonjour. How you? It's Friday. Come on. You act like the weight of the world is on your shoulders.
As long as everything goes well tonight, I'll be fine.
Sure, you just keep thinking that. All right. 800-795-9565. Good to be with you. Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket is our sponsor today, as always. Imports, domestics, microbrews. Do what I do. Stock up there. Well laid out store. Great help. Pickle bar is second to none. Roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. The bags are right there at the register. And on top of that, they have snacks, soft drinks, water, everything for your tailgate, everything to kick back and watch football this weekend. Lots of football. Whether you're a fantasy league player or just somebody who's just a fan who just loves watching the games. You're driving to a tailgate, stock up. It's all at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Kevin tonight will reveal the next vehicle he has from our good friends at Sunbury Motors. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, key routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Kevin will reveal that tonight on his Twitter account and also on Periscope. You're surprised I remembered.
Actually, if you watched, that would frighten me, actually.
No.
You know what the theme song was after last night's game, right? I played it in the first half hour.
Boom, despair and agony on me.
Look, it's one game.
I know.
Go out, win the division, get home field, make it work.
But as much as you're absolutely right, 100% correct. It just when the defense collectively, and I shouldn't say that because it's actually the secondary that played so poorly. When they play that poor, it just makes you wonder, is there any offense that won't throw for 300 yards against them?
Well, that's an issue because of how today's game is played.
Right.
This is a big problem. But I think they'll be able to outscore people. I mean, they'll be exciting and frustrating to watch at the same time. But they have enough offense to outscore people and win games.
No, not if you keep missing field goals.
Yeah, but you're playing the Patriots, and you're playing them on the road. You're not going to be playing the Patriots on the road every week. You're done with that game.
True.
Now, they do play statistically a tough schedule, but that's because they won their division last year. So, doesn't mean in the end it's a tough schedule. That part we don't know. We don't know that at all.
You know, something that was hitting me last night as I'm watching the Steelers go for two.
Mm-hmm.
Would they have... Now, it turned out they got it and it worked out well. Would they have gone for two if Scobie had made one, if not both, of those field goals? Was it? And I'm not talking about a score difference here. I'm talking about a confidence thing. Did they have confidence that he would be able to make that extra point after missing the two field goals?
No, they're trying to get it to two scores.
I mean, I have to admit, at first I thought, okay, you're going to try and get it to two scores. You're going to try and get it down to two scores.
Which
makes complete sense.
Which, by the way, includes a field goal.
Right. But as I sat there and watched it, I thought, you know, he's missed two from right around that same vicinity. Is this
no,
maybe
no,
a lack of?
No, he hadn't. Both those kicks were over 40.
Were they both over 40? Because I thought the other one wasn't quite 40.
Yeah, they're both over 40 yards.
Anyway, I thought it was a good choice right out of the gate, but then I second-guessed it, and I thought, wonder if it's a lack of confidence right now.
No, I think they were trying to get to two scores. I think it's as simple as that. And when one of them happens to be a field goal, because it, you know, put them, what, down?
I think they were down 10 when they went for two.
When they were all said and done, so they got down to 10. So they get down to 10, which is one of them is a field goal. You're telling your field goal kicker you're going to kick a field goal and close the gap. So,
trying to find out where he missed from last night.
He missed from, what, 44 and 46, I thought.
He missed, let's see. Yarder.
One for one. The other one's 44.
And let's see. 44, 46. All right. I thought the one was like 36, so it wasn't as bad as I thought.
Okay, no offense. What did I say?
I understand, but, you know, once in a while you do miss something, and I do catch you saying something incorrect. It's rare. It's about as rare as a Steelers secondary actually covering somebody, but it does happen once in a great while.
I hear your confidence waning. Amazing when Kyle's in on Tuesday. His confidence never wanes.
Well, he's a Jacksonville Jaguar fan. I mean, you get what you expect there.
Oh, boy.
At one point, I was texting him he could have Scobie back whenever he wants.
You didn't send me any text last night.
No, I did not.
God, made for an enjoyable game.
I'm sure it did.
Serena Williams lost today. And was beaten by Roberta Vinci in the semifinals. Vinci was very funny afterwards. She says, "I'm so sorry, but this was actually great for me."
I'm so sorry that I had to end one of the most popular things in covering tennis this year is the calendar Grand Slam. But, hey, I needed this.
Oh, wow. I mean, great, great win for them, for her. And Serena Williams' dream of a Grand Slam's tough. Got to win four during the course of the year. And I thought this would be the easiest of the four for her to win.
But you think about how many matches you have to win in a year.
Sure.
I mean, you have to be virtually perfect for the year. Yeah. Not just, I mean, you obviously have to be perfect in those matches or in those tournaments, but you have to be almost perfect for the entire year because I don't think she plays more than a handful more.
Well, great run. She won Australia, the French, and Wimbledon. I figure the French would be the most difficult of the group. She won that, but loses today in the semifinals at the U.S. Open. Needless to say, the ratings for tomorrow's final, not what they're hoping for. That's gone. That's gone.
Have you ever seen a clay match in person?
No, I have not.
I mean, when you watch it on TV, it looks like they're playing in like almost like a half an inch of mud, the way they slide around.
Right. Let's see. A couple notes for you just to pass along. Tomorrow's kick will be at noon. We're on at 10:30. Next week will be at 8 with a 6:30 airtime. Our number is 800-795-9565. When you look at, we talked about this yesterday, but I want to delve into it a bit more, and that's ESPN delving into college point spreads. I think I understand in terms of point spreads in the pregame, I don't understand the spread alert on games. You put your own money down. You know whether or not you're close or not. It's not their job to tell you. And I think it takes away, I think when they do that as a sports network, they're taking away from the truly important part, that's the winning and the losing. In the end, the winning and the losing is the most important part because not everyone gambles. And remember, too, you can place a bet from anywhere, obviously. But gambling is illegal, sports gambling is illegal in 49 of the 50 states. That doesn't mean you can't place a bet from, say, this state with a sports book in Nevada. You can. But you wrote me a note. I have no idea what the heck that note says.
No, it wasn't anything for this particular conversation. You were talking about the game tomorrow. Isn't this the blue-white stripe game?
No, it's next week.
Oh, that's next week. Okay.
Yeah. And
I just asked if you were the blue or the white stripe.
I'm going to be wearing whatever I need to wear that night to make sure that I'm comfortable in the box. I don't think people keep track of what I... Well, I shouldn't say that. People keep track of everything I do.
I know better than that.
Everybody keeps track. People come up, they know more about me than me. But I don't like this like point spread alert update. It's your money.
What is it? See, I haven't seen them do this yet. I mean, you were saying they're picking games with a point spread, but what's this point spread alert thing that you're talking about?
Well, on the bottom line, they'll come up and they'll let you know if it's a point spread game that is in danger of swinging one way or the other.
See, what I think disturbs me even more than that. Because they started doing fantasy stats on the bottom on bottom lines and stuff during games, and CBS has fantasy stats during the game. Not everybody plays fantasy, but I'm like, all right, that's fine. If you're a fantasy player, you like that. I guess if you're placing a bet, this makes a difference to you. But I think what's more disturbing is when they're making their picks, and the point spread's thrown in. That's where I think what I don't like the most. If you're going to make a pick on a college game day, make the pick on who you think's going to win, not who you think's going to win and beat the spread. You know, I think Ohio State's going to win, but I think Michigan will actually keep it close and win on the points.
Yeah,
I don't like.
Maybe you as a fan, maybe you do like it. Call us at 800-795-9565. But it's your money. To me, it's your responsibility to keep track of whether the points are being held true or not. It's not the TV networks. Their job is to report on the game, not the point spread. See, I just don't like the direction they're going in. I don't like the direction they're going in a lot of ways.
Remember what the first letter means in ESPN.
Yeah, but they spend like most of the games now talking about other things besides the game. Talk to me about the game. Oh, yeah, this guy, that guy. Come on. Oh. I don't know. I'll watch the games for the game, but they're losing me. I mean, they're losing me. And very much so. I mean, does it matter to them they're losing me? I'm not their demographic. It's an 18 to 49 demographic. I don't make that. I don't make that at all. So I understand I don't fit the demographic they're trying to relate to. But they also have a lot, you know, they also have, especially on ESPNU, a few young people that don't have the chops to be there. It's just... I'm just telling you, as somebody who's a broadcast professional, I mean, I'm just telling you, they like sit there, have not mature enough and experienced enough to give some of the opinions they give.
ESPNU always reminds me now more of a YouTube sports channel or a video blog more than it does an ESPN or what I envision ESPN's pregame shows and stuff to be. I honestly think they are truly targeting not necessarily the college football fan, but the, as you said, 18 to 34 college student even.
Right. Oh, sure. And I understand it. So it doesn't appeal to me. But I find it at times, not completely, but at times I find it to be sophomoric. And you know how I feel about sophomoric. you got to have a little behind you to deliver opinions. You know, a little bit of background, a little bit of savvy, a little bit of experience, a little bit of been around the block. And again, I'm not in their target demo, so it's irrelevant to them. But I find ESPNU, except for a game, unwatchable.
I've never liked ESPNU for that same reason.
But I'm not in their target demo. I understand that. I mean, I'm older beyond the curve than all of them, so I understand completely.
What's your thought of NBC Sports Network and what they're doing there?
I have not really watched, for example, Pro Football Talk.
Well,
with Mike Florio.
Yeah, but I mean, their whole production, their whole thing.
I've seen a little bit of that, but I think the way they do games, racing, I think they're a high-end production group that's well-announced.
I think the interesting show they have, and I'm pretty sure this is on NBC Sports Network, is they have a female-oriented show.
That's CBS Sports.
Is that CBS Sports? Okay. I couldn't remember which one did it, but I know, like I said, I really like that idea because I think that's one demographic that nobody really has tried to get at.
I think it's called Let's Talk Sports.
Yes, I think either that or it's Let's Talk. I'll have to look for it.
Or Let's Something. And I saw it one time. It seemed pretty good. It was a little disjointed because they had 12 on at once. They kind of broke it down into groups. But you also had people that have covered a lot, been around the block a lot, had varied experiences that I respected very much, as opposed to I just got out of college and I know everything.
Yeah, I think the show is We Need to Talk. I think that's what it was. Yeah. I thought they changed the name of it since then, but that's what it started out as. That's for sure.
I've only seen it one time. The one time I saw it, I thought it was very good. You know, may have needed a little more structure. You know, and that's why you tweak things along the way, and there's no problem with tweaking something to make it better. We'll take a break, come back with more in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
The best get-togethers start with a trip to the Beverage Supermarket, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury. Why? Because Brewers Outlet has not only a great selection of beer, including imports and microbrews, but also a lot more. Brewers Outlet has water, soda, they roast their peanuts every day, and you can't forget about stopping by the Pickle Bar. Look for great deals on wine coolers and all your favorite snacks. Before you enjoy those special times with family and friends, make your visit first to the Beverage Supermarket, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury.
Okay, tomorrow will be a noon kickoff. 10:30 will be the airtime. Tonight, Warrior Run will play at Milton on 1380 WMLP. Also tonight, it'll be Montoursville at Lewisburg on 100.9 The Valley. Selins Grove at home tonight, Mount Carmel on Eagle 107, and the game you'll hear on News Radio 1070 WKOK will be Shikellamy playing at Jersey Shore. Kevin Herr and Dave Ritchie with the call on that one. 7 o'clock the kickoff tonight. Airtime here on News Radio 1070 WKOK is set for 6:30. Another big high school Friday night, and the weather tonight is gorgeous to take in a high school football game. You can't ask for any better than that. The Holishki will taste good tonight, won't it?
You better believe it. All right, I'll talk to you from the shore without a beach.
Tomorrow, we're on at 10:30 outside Beaver Stadium. Penn State baseball coach Rob Cooper. They're going to be going to Cuba. We'll talk to him next about that on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sudbury, the Beverage Supermarket. Welcome back. Great to have you with us. Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the Beverage Supermarket. Imports, domestics, microbrews, they have the best selection of beer anywhere. And you need to stock up for the weekend. Plenty of football this weekend. You need to stock up, whether you're tailgating or not. And on top of it, soft drinks, snacks, water. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. Those bags of peanuts are right there at the register. Store is really well laid out, too, with lots of help available. And the pickle bar is second to none. It's all at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the Beverage Supermarket. I'm in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Big news involving Penn State baseball. They're going to Cuba. Thanksgiving, fall break. Get a fall break now, Thanksgiving week at Penn State. They're going to go to Cuba, play maybe 3, possibly 4 days. A baseball coach of the Nittany Lions, Rob Cooper. And with that, Rob, hola and buenos dias.
Buenos dias, Senor Steve. ¿Cómo está?
So let's get to this. What does it take to pull something like this off?
You know what? It's taken a lot of really smart people, me not included in that, and kind of just some being in the right place at the right time. This is something that was born out of a conversation probably about 6 months ago. And it was brought to my attention by Kirk Deal from our Nittany Lion Club and Varsity S that, you know, I was not aware at the time that Penn State has a long-standing educational agreement with the Martí Center down in Cuba, in Havana, and has been sending John Nichols, been sending groups down there, professors down there, classes down there. Coach Rose took a volleyball team there, I think about 10 years ago.
Yes, he did.
Asked if, you know, Kirk asked, would I like to pursue it? And I said, absolutely. I think it'd be an unbelievable thing. And we sat down and talked and we got, John involved and Kate Manny who helps with that here on campus. And we're able to pull this thing off. And whether it's been Dr. Esten, who blessed this from the and Sandy Barber, who blessed this from the athletic department, or President Barron, or the people on campus. To me, Steve, it's just another example of what makes Penn State so great, and what the real separator is between Penn State athletics and. And this is truly a student-athlete trip. I mean, our guys are going to get an educational and cultural experience that baseball is providing an opportunity to do. And I just, you know, it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. I'm very excited about it.
You'll play 3 or possibly 4 exhibition games down there. But you also have, along the way, some lectures, history, and culture that they'll pick up where they're taking this week where it's a break and it's going to turn into a week of college on the road.
That's exactly right. And, you know, there's a lot of different things you can do. A lot of teams take foreign trips. You're allowed to do one every 4 years. And a lot of teams do. They go, you know, whether it's for baseball, a lot of them will go to the Dominican Republic. Some go to Australia. But when this was presented to me, I mean, first of all, I just, obviously our relations with Cuba are improving dramatically within the last 6 months. And this was actually something we started talking about before the Obama administration made their announcements. But so for me and our kids, it's a once-in-a-lifetime thing. There aren't many people that can say they've been to Cuba. And so the baseball part of this is so secondary and so icing on the cake to the fact that the education they're going to get, the historical perspective that they're going to get, and the the cultural experience. It's something that they might, you know, I don't think they're going to really understand it while we're there, but it's something that's going to be with them for the rest of their lives. And you know, I just, again, it's another example of Penn State University and why we're so much more than just an athletic department.
There'll be a baseball component, too, because you will play 3 to 4 games. And I think there's a very good sense that, quote, Cuban competition is going to be very, very good for you. So
yeah, I heard they've got some players down there. I think baseball is kind of important down there.
Yeah, sort of important. in fact, Spike's manager, Johnny Rodriguez, was born in Cuba.
I know that.
Pedro Etchemendia, who tied the club record with saves this year, also born in Cuba. But from the baseball component, at that particular time, in about maybe, what are we going to say, 10 weeks, 12 weeks before you really get started, what kind of read might that give you, your team, just from a baseball point of view?
Well, to me, it really, from a, just talking straight baseball, it really, this could not come together at a better time for us. I mean, first of all, we've got 12 true freshmen that are in our program this year. We've got, you know, 6 sophomores. So, you know, 18 18 members of our team out of our 35-man roster is that young. So for our guys to be able to go over and bond and be together for a week where it's just the players, just the coaches, just the, you know, the people that make this program go, it's going to be an incredible opportunity for our guys to really get to know each other and bond and play. And you know, I think anytime you can play that type of competition and play it in a different environment where, you know, I have no idea what the field conditions are going to be like, and I have no idea what, right, you know, how the umpiring is going to be, and all that is great. It's a chance for us to go and compete and you know, do some things. And we've set up our fall program where it's going to help really kind of blend right into that trip, and you're allowed 10 extra practices as well when you take an international trip. So for us, it's going to be a great way to continue to develop our guys and get some of those really young guys more work than what we would if we didn't do an international trip. So, yeah, the baseball part of it, it'll be something that I think will really impact our team moving forward and our program for the next couple of years. You know, that's just the icing on the cake.
This isn't just, okay, you get to go. There has to be money that is raised to do this. So you've got about, what, 2.5 months to raise funding on this, which I think a lot of people would not realize. So what are some of the methods that you're hearing about, either through the Nittany Lion Club or through what you have to do to allow this to happen?
Sure. Well, you know, I'm not going to divulge the individual, but, you know, we did have a lead gift that was given before we made this announcement. Now, having said that, it's nowhere close to it's a huge gift and it's a nice gift, but it's nowhere close to paying for this trip, and it's something that we need to do and to allow our student athletes to do this. But you know, we made the announcement today, officially made the announcement today. Anybody that's interested in you know, helping with the finances of this trip and giving money to our guys to be able to have this cultural and educational experience, you know, they can contact Kirk Deal in the Nittany Lion Club and Varsity S, or Rick Janik with, you know, with our fundraising arm, or they can go right to gopsusports.com, see the press release, and it gives you that contact information as well. You know, we always talk about the funding that goes into making quality athletic programs and the quality athletic, you know, experience. And you know, the bricks and mortar and the facilities, Steve, you and I have talked about it. Those are things that we have to have and that attract great students. But it's the actual impact that you make on a student athlete, like tangible, life-changing impact that you have to make. And that's what this money will definitely go to, is a chance to give somebody a life opportunity that, you know, may not ever get a chance to do something like that again. I mean, there's no guarantees that some of our guys will ever leave the United States on trips. This is going to give them an opportunity to do it. And again, it's Penn State University and the mission of what this university stands for that's allowing us to do it.
You've coached USA baseball, so you've seen the international competition. What's the bonding experience like between athletes from different cultures?
It's really cool. I tell this story, you know, in 2013 when we won the gold medal, and we, you know, so the gold medal game's over, we have the ceremonies, and we get back to the hotel, and every team is staying at the hotel that we were staying at. And, you know, during the week, you would see people as you went to breakfast and everything, and everybody kind of kept to themselves, and there was some, you know, the, obviously the kids would talk to each other and things like that. But then after that gold medal game, and when everybody was at the hotel that night, it was like a world trade market, you know, and you had kids from every country downstairs in the lobby trading, you know, hats for, you know, another hat or, you know, one of, I was joking with one of our guys today, Cole Tucker, who was the Pirates' number one pick. He was our shortstop on that USA team, and he saw the press release, and he was like, "Hey, man," he goes, "Do you need a shortstop? I'm in, like I'm ready." And I was kidding with him because he, in that day he traded something. I think he traded one of his bats for a pair of their of the Cuban red baseball pants, which if you've ever seen Cuba play on TV, those are famous. And I said, "Hey, man," I said, "That'd be great. You've already got the pants to wear over there." And so it's really, really cool. You know, I mean, it's the, you know, people say it all the time, but it's an example of the barriers that sports and athletics and things like that really can break down and give somebody an opportunity to experience.
When you told the team, what was their reaction?
Well, at first I think they thought I was kidding. They were shocked a little bit but they're very excited. I mean, extremely excited you know, I think once we, as it gets closer and closer to it, they're going to be even, you know, kind of more excited. We're going to have some educational sessions as before we move over there to talk to them about what it'll be like in Cuba and you know the history of Cuba and the history of our relations and also the history of Cuban baseball and so you know it's going to be a chance for that to really sink in. And then, you know, I think again, when you get on that plane and you head over and you start to realize that, again, you're getting to do something that, you know, Steve, you and I mean, like, since I've been alive, I haven't been able to go over there.
No.
You know, the only way I would have ever been able to go over there was, playing, you know, coaching with USA Baseball. And so this is something that, again, Penn State University and the mission of Penn State and, this is allowing us to our kids to experience something that most people can't.
Has it changed the tone you've seen with the kids in fall ball, knowing that there's something at the end?
You know what? That's a great question. I don't know if there's a correlation. I could be wrong. I just really like our first couple of weeks together and the energy that the guys have really experienced and you know really kind of showed in the weight room and in our individual workouts and the conditioning, you know, Jamie Burleson, our strength coach, obviously does a great job. And you know, I keep coming to him waiting for like, "Hey man, how were we today?" Or I'll go in there or whatever. "Hey, how were we today? We were unbelievable." And he's a tough grader. I mean, he's an extremely tough grader because, you know, he's trying to get them to put out energy and make them uncomfortable while doing it. You know, I've been really, really happy with it. And what you're starting to see, Steve, is you're starting to see some of those guys that were freshmen now start to really blossom in their personality. Some of those guys that were sophomores start to become upperclassmen, and it's pretty cool. So I'm very happy with the way our overall fall and the way the guys are attacking it right now is going. We haven't started team practice yet, but you know it's been good.
Rob, thanks so much. Best of luck with this. Sounds like a lot of fun, and we'll talk more as time goes and it gets closer to your trip to Havana and the countryside.
Well, I really appreciate it. And again, anybody out there that has interest, you know, we'd love your help. And we got to, you know, we're definitely going. But you know, it's the impact you can make on a student athlete and that experience. And plus, I mean, if I don't bring Coach Rose back some cigars, you know, you're going
to
be mad.
I was about to mention that. That is a Russ Rose. It is a must. You must bring back cigars.
Right. Well, all right, Steve. Thanks a lot, buddy.
All right. Appreciate that. Rob Cooper, Penn State baseball coach. Fall break. They're going to Cuba. We'll come back, wrap up the show in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
This year marks Sunbury Motor Company's 100th year in business, and we will be keeping the same tried and true values we've had ever since we opened our doors, guaranteeing your car buying experience will be smooth and hassle-free. No spinning a wheel for specials you don't need or want. No pushy sales staff pouncing on you as soon as you arrive. No sideshow yelling. Since we began back in 1915, we have strived to be your most trusted friend when it comes to all of your new car needs, whether that's in sales or service. We strive to offer you as many viable options as we possibly can. Sunbury Motor Company always carries a line of few other auto dealers in our area can compete with. With our inventory of Ford, Hyundai, Kia, and Lincoln vehicles, there should be no problems with finding the right vehicle to fit your needs. Our friendly and trustworthy staff is knowledgeable in all of our products and stand ready to answer all of your questions and meet all of your needs. In honor of 100 years in business, SMC is introducing the all-new Auto Club, where Sunbury Motors will pay you for every mile you drive. Be sure to ask us about our Auto Club benefits. Sunbury Motors in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza and at sunburymotors.com. Proudly owned by the Mertz family since 1915.
All right, time to wrap things up here on News Radio 1070 WKOK. It would be, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention, obviously, the 14th anniversary of the tragedy on September 11th that struck the country. I mean, everyone knows where they were at the time when it happened. In fact, I was supposed to do the talk show with Joe that night. You know, like, well, it was a Tuesday night. Penn State was supposed to play its first ever Thursday night game at Virginia on the 13th. And when this happened, obviously, canceled the show. Game got moved back to December 1st. A lot of things changed all at once. But more importantly, the most important part are the lives that changed. Because you had people that woke up that day, went to work that day, families, friends, never came back. Took their lives senselessly, were innocent individuals. And for those who have lived on past, they've had to live with it every single day. There's evil in the world. And the second you become naive and don't realize there is evil in the world, you make the world a far more dangerous place. And it's under the category of we will never forget. I heard someone say earlier, this is our Pearl Harbor. They are correct. It most certainly is, but we would be remiss without recognizing the heroes of Shanksville, the first responders at the Pentagon, the first responders at the World Trade Center. So it is, last night I was doing the talk show, I was sitting next to a firefighter from Lebanon, 31 years as a firefighter from Lebanon. And I looked at him, I said, I may not live in Lebanon, but I will thank you for everything that you've done. Because they don't know what the situation is, and they put their lives in the line, and they do it. And that's why we've talked about, when it comes time, for example, the fundraising for the Sunbury Fire Company, how strongly I've encouraged people to donate, because in our area, volunteer firefighters are the greatest bargain in the world. All right, wraps it up for this week. Coming up on Monday, we'll have Brandon Gauton from Bleeding Green Nation about the Eagles. We'll have Mike Conti from the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network. We'll have Joe Susan, head football coach at Bucknell. And, of course, we'll look back on the Penn State-Buffalo game as well. So we have a lot to talk about with Brandon Gauton, Mike Conti from the Falcons Network, Joe Susan, and, of course, your calls coming up on Monday as well. Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, and Sunbury, the Beverage Supermarket. And, of course, I'm in the Sunbury Motors studio, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Key, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Don't forget tonight, Shikellamy football, 7 o'clock, 6:30 the airtime. Penn State tomorrow at noon. We're on beginning at 10:30. Have a great weekend, everyone.